Morning. It's to determine an application for a temporary events, for four temporary events notices under section 105(2)(a) of the Licences Act 2003 for 30 Union Street, Ride, Isle of Wight, Poporoska PO332DT, author's report, Trevor Pugh, Interim Director of Neighbourhood Services. Ben, could you please confirm?
Thank you, Chairman. My name's Ben Gard, I'm the legal advisor to the committee. I'll briefly run through the procedure today. No party has the absolute right to cross-examine any other party. The hearing shall take the form of a discussion led by the authority, and cross-examination shall not be permitted unless the authority considers that it is required for it to properly determine the representation's application or notice. An equal maximum period of time will be given to the parties in which to present their case and provide any further information considered relevant to the application or to the promotion of the licensing objectives. Persons speaking can amplify their original representations. However, any new evidence that does not form part of their representations may not be taken into account. I'll just mention briefly, Chair, if I can, that we have been provided with some documentation this morning, and I'll come on to provide some advice to the committee at the appropriate point.
Okay, I'll just go through the running order so you're aware of the running order this morning. The licence officer will summarise and present her report. The applicant will then present their case, responsible authorities, and then we have a reverse procedure. Before we start this, I would introduce my bench here this morning. Merrin Tuckwell, who will be taking the minutes here this morning. Mr. Gard is my legal advisor. Councillor Michael Beston and Councillor John Howe will be sitting with me. Miss Adrian Ball is our licensing officer. Kevin Richcombe is licensing and business support manager. Alan Barnes is from Environmental Health. Good morning, Alan. And PC Bradley is from the police licensing, Hampshire and Sadbury. Good morning, Jim. Can I just ask who's presenting the case this morning?
I will.
And you are, sir?
Ryan Burr.
Thank you.
If I can, Chairman, thank you. Yes, members of the bench have been provided this morning with a document titled Otto 30 Union Street, just providing a bit of background, some photographs, and together with a fire risk assessment. That's been provided, as I say, this morning, and no one around the table has had sight of it beforehand. My advice to you at this stage is to adjourn for 15 minutes to enable that to be read, and then anything that results in that, I can give you advice as and if that arises.
That I would accept. We adjourn for 15 minutes to read the papers, the late evidence that has been placed before us.